There you go. Right, Betsy, thank you. Open a work session on House Bill 3452B. This is a conference committee on that bill. The purpose of this meeting is to consider proposed amendments to House Bill 3452B. Legislative Council has drafted the proposed conference committee amendments to House Bill 3452B. You should have a copy. Council, could you explain the amendment, please?
Certainly, Chair Barker, members of the committee. House Bill 3452B and the B6 amendments prohibit property owners from requiring any individual to indemnify the property owner for damages not caused by the individual when the property is in use by a nonprofit organization or educational provider. It clarifies that that prohibition does not extend to indemnification agreements between the property owner and the nonprofit organization or educational provider for damages caused by the organization or provider use of the property. It also defines the educational provider. It retains the emergency clause within the measure. We have all of the paperwork back on this today, and it is ready to go.
Thank you. Are there any questions about the amendments?
Mr. Chair, I'd just like to put on the record, my understanding is that this basically is going to ensure that an individual, as an individual, is not going to be required to do an indemnification of property, but they can be held for, I guess, requiring for damages they cause unless there's some type of waiver. And then also, I think more importantly, is that it does protect a property owner to be able to require whoever is renting or leasing the property, such as a nonprofit or educational provider, to actually have to indemnify if there was damage caused by their organization while they're using the facilities and the property.
Thank you, Senator. I'll take a motion.
Oh, in that case, then let's go ahead and we'll move the adoption of the B6 amendments to House Bill 3452B.
Senator Prozanski moves to adopt the B6 amendments into House Bill 3452B. Is there any discussion?
One comment for legislative history, Mr. Chair. I just want to be very clear for the legislative history that neither this bill, this amendment, or anything about this process is intended to in any way affect or change kind of the unconscionability analysis that the courts go through when reviewing contractual clauses, including indemnification clauses. That's not a Pandora's box that we're trying to open with this. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Are there any objections to the amendments? Seeing none, amendments are ordered in.
All right, so at this point, it looks like moves that the House concur with the Senate amendments dated June 9th, and that the bill be further amended by the B6 amendments and be repassed.
Senator Prozanski moves the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 9th, and that the bill be further amended with the B6 amendments and repassed. Is there any discussion?
Just real fast, Mr.
Yes,
Chair.
Please.
I appreciate you working with my constituent and helping resolve this issue. I think it's a good bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Those are the opinions. The House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 9th, and that the bill be further amended with the B6 amendments. And the repass will say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion carries.
All right. So paperwork.
Paperwork. We need, everybody needs to sign
carriers.
Three copies, and the carrier will be Senator Prozanski in the Senate and Representative McLean in the House. Any further business?
Can you
turn? We have three copies that
three
everybody
copies
needs to
that
sign.
Have to be signed by everybody, and the committee will stand adjourned. Thank you, committee, for coming down.
Where you been?
Thank you for coming down.
Where you been?